All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Get me up and running. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the community. I almost said Community Spotlight Radio Show. Hey, we're here to do a spotlight. I'm getting excited. Hey, I started out in the Community Spotlight Radio Show. You're listening live to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Always excited to come to you live and in studio, and excited that some of you are following along out on Periscope. Yes, that's right. If you're out on Periscope, hey, those hearts, those thumbs up, they're awesome and welcome and encouraged. Feel free to comment. I'll do my best to track there and track the show as best as I can. Yeah, I'm getting some love on Periscope right now. Hey, you can download that app on the iTunes store out on Google Play and follow along with the actual broadcast. Good morning, Chris. Good to see you out here. Thanks for dialing back in again, brother, one of our loyal listeners to the show. He's showing up here on Periscope. All right, what does all that mean? That means I need to get you plugged in and connected, because if you're not connected to the show, all right now, hurry up, run out to Facebook, run out to Twitter, Facebook, follow along at Unleashed Radio Hour, all the podcast information, everything for the show on social media. The number one site and source for the Unleashed Radio Hour is theunleashedradiohour.com. Again, theunleashedradiohour.com. Hop on out. Hey, I'm also broadcasting live out on Periscope. You can join in out on Periscope, see me in studio, get everything rocking and rolling. I don't know if you actually want to see me, because I've got one of those faces for radio. So thank good I don't do TV or anything else like that. Hey, but also you can follow along with me at Ron Unleashed on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed on Twitter. You hear the music, that means it's time for me to be quiet. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back and introduce our guests and get things rocking and rolling here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for dialing in and listening. We'll be right back after these messages.
Business 1110 KTEK and the Hyatt Regency Downtown are pro-business. So we teamed up to offer you a free workshop, The Top Reasons Why Businesses Fail, on July 21st. The workshop will be led by Tricia Allman and Gerald Benjamin, the founders of Profit Gold Business Mastery. They have over 35 years of combined business consulting success. The event starts at 8:30 with a continental breakfast. Then you'll discuss the top reasons businesses fail and what you can do to stop it. Keep revenue and profits up. Make sure your marketing is on point and your employees are on board at the Top Reasons Why Businesses Fail workshop. Go to business1110ktek.com and click on the banner ad to register. The event is free, but seating is limited. So register now. Go to business1110ktek.com and click on the banner ad to register for the Top Reasons Why Businesses Fail workshop, coming to the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 21st. business1110ktek.com.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. We're having fun here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out there dialing in, following live, yes, we got to have fun here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. That's the only way I know how to do it. Thank you for listening in. You're dialed in. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production. The Unleashed Radio Hour is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. And again, we're doing our second broadcast live here in studio, at least I am. You can go out on Periscope, hop on out to Periscope. Get that app, get it on your phone, follow along online. Hey, if you want to know, Ron, what are you talking about? Hop on out. You can track that on Periscope. It's a live broadcast. I've actually answered questions, get people giving feedback, sharing the love on the show, and making sure that everyone's having a good time with this. So thank you for all you following in out there on Periscope. And we appreciate you dialing in, whether you're listening live, streaming online, or you're out there sitting back, relaxing, and hearing over the terrestrial waves of the airwaves here on the broadcast for today's show on 1110 AM on the dial. All right, we're going to get rocking and rolling here today. But as I always do at this point in time in the show, and if you're a loyal listener and friend of show, you know that this is that time where I must give thanks and gratitude, not only to you, our listeners, for staying connected, staying involved, and supporting the show. And again, real quick, if you missed any past shows, and here comes my really, 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 really bad joke, well, we've missed you too. You can always hop out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. Click on the podcast link. Every show this year that's been produced is out there as a podcast. That's there for your resource, for your information. which is the whole purpose and goal of the show, is to give you valuable information that you can use to help unleash your career and business. And one of those other individuals that we must give gratitude to and to spotlight is our good friend Hilton out at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. They are one of our partners here for the show, and Hilton is out and about today, but he wanted me to let you know that you need to get on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress and hop on out there if you're looking for a new bedroom set, new furniture, absolutely a new mattress. They've got everything for you. If you're looking at how to finance that, they got credit plans for everyone, whether you got no credit, good credit, bad credit, you're trying to rebuild that credit. They can help you and finance your new home, your bedroom, your living room set, your new dinette set, whatever the case may be. Hop on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located on the Gulf Freeway just south of Alameda Mall. Again, on the Gulf Freeway just south of Alameda Mall, you can give them a telephone call at 713-910-5977, and you can learn more at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. And as my good friend Hilton likes to say, that's a fact, Jack. All right. You know, I can't bring that same level of energy that he brings to the show when he hops in here. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rock and roll. We're going to get things started here again, and I like to rock and roll. And we'll talk about some other things here in the Houston area and things that are going on. But today it is my pleasure and honor to have with us Tracy Allen Haynes, T. Allen Haynes. Tracy Allen Haynes is the president of T. Allen Haynes & Associates. He is also the vice president of the Local Marketers Association, a nonprofit organization, a retired United States Navy photographer and video producer. He is a four times international best-selling author of Drive to Zero, Communication and Simple Online Video Marketing for Business Owners, and The Authority Mindset, Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within. I love that, Unleashed. Perfect here for the Unleashed Radio Hour, partner.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And he's co-authored with Les Brown, the number one motivational speaker in the world. He loves teaching entrepreneurs across the globe how they can awaken and claim their authority through publishing and media. Often referred to as Mr. Incredible. I'm looking for the Mr. Incredible suit. Where's the red suit with the white eye on it, brother? If you're gonna,
I got it.
Outstanding. As Mr. Incredible, he and his team have created over 400 plus best-selling authors to date. Tracy is a number one international best-selling author, and the director of Public Speakers Association has been quoted on Forbes. Tracy, it is a pleasure to have you here in studio. We've been back and forth by text, by email, and here we've got you in the seat to share your story.
Yes, Ron, awesome. Thanks for having me today. I'm really excited about your show and all the energy that you bring to Houston. It's incredible.
Thank you. Hey, we like to have fun, and that's the whole purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. We want people out there to come in here to listen as to how they can maximize, how they can unleash that potential within, and that's why we've got you here. So tell us a little about you. You've gotten into this media and video and marketing and authors and entrepreneurs and all this amazing stuff of helping people. How did you fall into that field?
It was real easy. I did it for the United States Navy for over almost 20 years, but it started way back when I was young. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was watching my dad as an amateur photographer, and he did the darkroom thing and, you know, how photography was done in the olden days.
Back in the days, you had the dark room and all the chemicals.
There you go.
Jinx. Gotcha. Been there, done it.
That's right. So I got involved with that. I mean, things I got for my birthday were cameras, tape recorders, microphones, and things like that. So I had an early interest in it, and I transitioned that to the Navy. I found out that they could pay me and travel the world and do those things that I loved. So I did production, I did radio, I did photography in the Navy for a long time, and it was just an easy transition. I loved publishing. I loved putting media together, editing video and audio. I was just fascinated with it. So it easily transitioned to what I'm doing today and helping entrepreneurs.
Well, and I had a request on Periscope to flip it around so we could see you. So that's why I moved my camera. You know, and the media, the way that we're able to do things today, I mean, who would have thought here, I'm trying to get you a good angle, who would have thought that I would be able to sit here from my phone and broadcast live for anyone and everyone to see? It's a game changer, but you got to see the evolution and progression of that and stay connected and be on top of that.
Yes, I always tell the story when I speak is in 1994, I was in the Persian Gulf, and we were using the first digital cameras. They were called Mavicas. I don't know if you remember that.
Sony.
And they had the 3.5-inch disc.
I used to have one. And nice zoom lens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of an F-18 landing on a carrier, and I had to transmit it to the Pentagon. It took over 8 hours to transmit it via satellite.
Oh, wow.
So that was 1994. That was 20 years ago. So, yeah, I've seen all the media, all the digital media, from Betacam to VHS to Hi8 to digital. and got to use all that and experience that and cover the history of the United States Navy during the time that I was in the Navy. So that was exciting.
Yeah, and it truly has been an evolution where, I mean, I remember back in the day, and I was a young lad, much many, many moons ago, you know, my parents had that not to talk video or talk shop here today, but they had that dual thing where you had the strap around your shoulder.
Yes.
And you actually had the box that you had to charge.
That was my first setup.
And the VHS tape went down in that. And then you took that home and connected it to the other box that was connected to the TV that allowed you to watch football games or whatever was recorded or whatever fandangled fun was have at that time.
Yes, exactly. I remember that. In fact, that helped me find my wife because I used to carry that to their house with movies. Uh-huh. And I was welcomed a lot with bringing movies with that device. So that was a good thing.
That's a whole other definition of portable video, right?
That's portable video.
So you got into this, and sir, thank you very much for your service to this country.
Thank you.
We wouldn't be here with and experiencing the liberties and freedoms to be able to have the show if it weren't for all of our troops. And I know we're coming off of the 4th of July weekend, Independence, where I just so appreciative of where we live and the country that we live in. And then you've taken that level of service, if I can be there, and that servant heart, and you've turned that around into your business where you're helping other people.
Right. The first time that I published a book wasn't my own book. It was actually for a colleague. And I had met a couple business associates. And when I met him, he handed me a book. And I was so impressed. And it was a book I wasn't even interested in. Uh-huh. It was about deer hunting. And I'm not a deer hunter. But the impact of that meeting with him handing me a book was so, it just changed my life from that point. So my other partner says, do you know how to publish a book? I said, well, we can find out.
Right.
So in 2010, I exhausted resources. This is about the time CreateSpace came on board and some other publishing platforms. I published his book, and when I handed him that book, the admiration and the endorphin hit that I got from handing it to him was a sign that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Amen.
So from then, it's just been a rocket ride.
So it's one of those things that through experience, and life has a wonderful way of teaching us that, you're able to unlock that passion, that connection that you had, not only for you, but to see the potential power that had for other people as well.
Yes, and I had all the other commodities as a photographer, as a video person, as a producer, and audio and all that. So I brought all that in and created the Authority Syndicate, mm-hmm. which is the platform for business owners to build their authority and build their expertise in the marketplace, and that's what we do.
And so, you've got a wonderful website. What's the web address if people want to learn more about that?
ImmediateCelebrityStatus.com. ImmediateCelebrityStatus.com.
And that is all one word, ladies and gentlemen, all together. I got that already pulled up here in studio. I knew that I could share it, but it's coming better. Oh, wait a minute, from the authority?
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry, hey, bad jokes abound, right? Can I get an amen? See, my engineer in studio, Andy's always good to chime in an amen for me.
That's right.
So you've taken this process, and so let's just kind of talk a little bit about, let's say somebody, I don't know, like me, who's a budding entrepreneur who has a desire to help people. You know, they reach out to you. What could someone anticipate or expect, you know, through your services or what you do with you and your team to help people get to that point to where they can feel that elation and that excitement of, hey, here's my book and here's a copy.
That's right. That's an awesome feeling. I teach 9 steps to claiming your authority, and publishing and books is just a part of that. But it's a major, I don't say major, but it's several steps that you take in order to be positioned as the go-to expert.
Right.
And I use the story of, say you're looking for a kitchen contractor, and you get a referral from your friends or from church, and I asked $1 million question is, when I search for that name, what am I going to find?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to find a LinkedIn account that's not been updated or a Facebook account?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, so you're really not an expert if you're not participating in those things.
Right.
And you're a thought leader within the industry. Right. So we take them through the 9 steps. It all starts with an interview. And we take that content and we create the book. We create the content and put them in the marketplace because, you know, I use the example of Dave Ramsey. Why is Dave Ramsey the expert? Why is he considered an expert? One, he's on television.
Yes.
But he doesn't know everything about finances, right? He's teaching a specific group of people, and those people are Christians that want to get out of debt.
Yep.
And that's all he's talking to. So we teach our clients to micro-specialize and focus exactly who they're talking to.
Get that niche.
And put that book right where they're answering a question of one problem, one solution that can help that audience. And then we take it from there and it just explodes. You get invited for radio shows.
Amen.
You get invited to speak. You get invited to JV, joint venture with other people, and create other revenue sources. So that's the process, and that's the authority platform. And we can do it in generally 90 days. And at this point, we've created over 400 best-selling authors around the world.
So you've got a formula. You have a special sauce, if I may be so bold to say.
That's right.
That actually works. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting moving along. I'm going to flip back around here on Periscope so people got to see you while you were sharing your story.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to hog the camera and put it back on me for a little while here. Hey, you hear the music. That means it's time for us to hop to our next break. I'm excited to have with us here, ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Allen Haynes. We're going to be talking about how to become the authority in your career and in your business. When we come back, right after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. And today, more than 5 million Americans are living with the disease. Have you thought about who would provide that care for you or a family member and how to pay for it? The cost can run $80,000 to $90,000, $100,000 annually or more. But there's an even greater expense. In 2013, 15.5 million family and friends provided 17.5 billion hours of unpaid care to those with Alzheimer's and other dementias. Due to the physical and emotional burden, caregivers had $9.3 billion in additional healthcare costs of their own. All told, 60 to 70% of us will need some form of long-term care, and Medicare likely won't pay. Contact my good friend, Lynn Rowe, CFP, today and receive her free booklet and information on long-term healthcare. Call 877-270-3127. That's 877-270-3127, or go online at iwantmyltc.net, iwantmyltc.net.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, opportunity.
Yeah, if you had one shot or one opportunity to become an authority figure in your area of interest, in your passion, in your call to purpose, then guess what? You're dialed into the right place here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. I have the gift and honor and pleasure of having with us today Tracy Allen Haynes, who is a positioning expert and media leverage professional. Look at those powerful words, right?
Awesome.
And it's becoming that authority. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about here before we went to the break in that first segment. We were talking about how you have an opportunity to help people who seek out your support. There's a formula in place. But why? Why would someone want to become that authority? I mean, I can think of some answers, but, you know, you are the professional. So what is it that why would people want to become that authority figure in their area?
The internet and publishing has leveled the playing field for small business owners and entrepreneurs, authors, and speakers, because people go to the internet to find and get information about what they want. They're looking for someone to relieve their pain immediately. Mm-hmm. And they don't care how much it costs. So you have to be that person right there where they're looking. You have to be that person that creates a tipping point that says, this is the guy or this is the gal that's the leader in the marketplace. And how do we do that? Back to when I said, when you're looking for somebody to remodel your kitchen, you find that person, but as you're searching, you don't see he's not published. He's not been interviewed on CNN. He's not been quoted on Forbes, he or she. He's not a contributor to a magazine or another influential magazine, as he's giving away content and he becomes an educator and an advocate. That's a writer downer if you get anything out of this radio show. And you're a business person.
I like that, writer downer.
Yeah, you're an educator and an advocate to your target audience. That means you're giving quality information to them regardless if they spend any money with you. And back to that search. So you find somebody that has their own digital magazine, they're a publisher. You find someone that's been on a TV show and they have a DIY show and they're basically telling you how to remodel your kitchen.
Right.
Regardless if you pay them, okay? So all this is in place, and this is your authority platform. This creates the tipping point between you and the other person that's in your Me Too niche, because it's becomes a no-brainer to pick that person. And they're going to pay more for you because of your established authority. Those people can actually raise their prices and charge more for their services because they are, in fact, the authority, and they're not saying it. You don't hear Dave Ramsey going around saying, I'm the expert, or buy my stuff.
Right.
The third-party people, I'm that third-party guy that's talking about you. Third-party is Forbes talking about you. Third-party is ABC, CBS, and Fox talking about you and saying that you're the expert. So perception and media is everything.
It's everyone else having the opportunity to edify you.
That's it.
And put you on that plateau. Or platform. I don't even want to. I have issues with positional authority because I believe in leadership.
That's it. Well, that's the key. It's leader.
Correct. That we need to be at that level where we're no different than everybody else, but we care to serve and lead.
Yes.
And support others. That people seek you out, and when they put in your name or they put in your topical niche, guess who they find?
Yes.
And then they find this litany of additional resources where you are a player in that field.
Here's a scenario. You're at a networking event. Let's say you're a dentist and you have a book, you're published, and you've got two dental techs in there at the same networking event. They meet each other. They say, well, who do you work for? Well, I work for Dr. So-and-so. And they say, well, who do you work for? I work for Dr. So-and-so, who's an international best-selling author, by the way. So the whole atmosphere changes.
Conversation stops. Puts on a dime, right?
Oh, really? How did he do that?
Yeah.
So that immediately separates you from everybody else.
Right, right. So it's and again, if you're listening in out there, ladies and gentlemen, you may be thinking, hey, this is for me. Great. You may be thinking, hey, oh my gosh, that's a little scary. I don't even know where to start. Here's the key that I like to talk about, Tracy, all the time, is when we start really digging down into who we are and what we do and why we do it, ladies and gentlemen, it has to flow from your values and your beliefs. You have to believe, you have to have a visceral connection to whatever it is that is that passion. And I'm not here to say right, wrong, or indifferent, but I am saying find it. And if that's something that really gets that fire and that belly burning, then by golly, the question is, do you want to become an authority in that area? And if so, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we have the man that you need to connect to. Tracy Allen Haynes is here with us in studio. You hear the music. Hey, but guess what? He can help you achieve that status. He can help you achieve that authority position so that what you're trying to do, here we go, you're not living on a prayer.
Do you have to ride the bus or depend on someone else for a ride? Is your current car giving you problems or just getting too old? Nearly everybody needs a car, but most people don't have enough money lying around. That's where car financing from Credit Yes comes in. For over a decade, Credit Yes has helped millions of people get the auto loan that's right for them. We want to help you too, and for free. Whether you have bad credit, no credit, or even gone through bankruptcy, we could help you get a car loan. We believe that everyone deserves a second chance. If you call right now, we could find you the right financing option. No matter your credit history, 855-665-5919. Every call is absolutely free and there's no obligation, meaning there's nothing to lose. Now is the time, and it's probably not always going to be this easy. We even have programs that may allow you to put zero money down. Don't wait any longer to get the car you need, no matter your credit history. Call Credit Yes for free right now. 855-665-5919. That's 855-665-5919. One last time, 855-665-5919.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed in to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Excited to have you along with us. Hey, hopefully you're traveling along. I got two people I know for sure that are watching out here on Periscope. So if you've got an iGadget, Android, doesn't matter, go out and look for the app Periscope, broadcasting live here in studio over that. So always having fun trying to find ways to connect with you, our audience. Hey, if that's not your thing, well, you know what? That's okay, too. You can go out to Facebook. Make sure, hey, go out there. We're cruising and moving along. Hop on out to Facebook. Go search for Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, Unleashed Radio Hour. And you can like that page. We're up to 286. Hey, and that ain't big. I ain't bursting any seams. But I am proud of the fact that we have 286 people following along here on the show. People staying connected and engaged with what we're trying to do. And again, the Unleashed Radio Hour is all about helping you unleash your potential in your career and business. That's why we have today with us Tracy Allen Haynes, who again is a positioning expert and media leverage professional who works to help people to become that authority in that area of interest and that area of niche and passion that they want to be known and recognized for. And part of that is your own books. So you've got a recent book that you've brought out.
Yes.
And the title of that book is?
Yes. Elite Thought Leader. How to be known as an elite thought leader, or your debut as an elite thought leader. And we go through four pillars. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier being associated with the Local Marketers Association. And this is what we do with local business owners is position them as the thought leaders. And that's what we're talking about. You have to be a leader in your industry. And those folks that are in a Me Too marketplace, such as realtors, such as dentists, such as attorneys, such as any business that has its specific niche, can use these techniques to be the undisputed authority in their local marketplace or national marketplace. So we take any entrepreneur that has or business owner that's got, you know, positive reviews, has maybe reached a plateau where they're using traditional marketing and it's not working for them anymore. And, you know, we get a lot of comments is like, well, this is out of the box thinking. We've never really thought about this. And
imagine that.
And yeah, we, you know, local brick and mortar business owners don't realize that they can publish a book and use that as your business card. And, you know, you can call it publish to sell or publish to market, because that becomes your marketing material.
Right.
And you can tell in your book exactly how you relieve the pain that they're seeking and show them step by step and influence those people the simply fact by having that business book. So it's very powerful. And you do what authorities do. You know, what's the first part of authority? It's author. So not only do you author your book, but you provide...
Wait. Say that again. The first part of authority is to?
Author.
I like
you
that.
You have to be an author. So you have to author something. White papers and being published on LinkedIn. Here's another thing. Here's a quick tip for you. This is a writer downer as well. You can become a thought leader immediately on LinkedIn. If you have a LinkedIn account, you can do a post or you can publish. And you publish on the Pulse Network.
Yep.
It used to be just available for certain folks, and everybody can do it now with any account, free or premium, and write an article. This is not where you pitch your business, but this is where you talk about your solution to the problem of what your key business is. You talk about this, and you provide an article, and you publish it on LinkedIn. And you can be an immediate thought leader by simply doing that. And here's the writer downer. When you tweet it out, it's got at LinkedIn in the box there. I want you to add the word at LinkedIn Pulse to the end of that. And you'll get the attention of the editors for LinkedIn. And they'll take your article, if it's, you know,
well written,
and put it in a bigger section of LinkedIn. I often write about entrepreneurs and small business, so it gets put in the entrepreneur small business section, and there's 10 million people in there.
Oh, wow. And the big thing about that, and you hear the music, so we do have to dance here to a break just a second, but the big thing is then because it's connected to LinkedIn, then people can go to your profile and learn all about you.
Bingo.
Hey, how about that for unleashing your potential and authority? On the Unleashed Radio Hour here, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Sam Malone for Colonial Brass. ColonialBrass.net, the people who do the best rare earth metals restoration. The ones who offer same-day front door hardware refinishing services. All brands and styles, they come out to the house, take care of the front door hardware, and bring it back boom, looking beautiful the same day. It's Colonial Brass online, colonialbrass.net. They also offer silver polishing and repair, as well as brass, and copper, and bronze polishing and restoration and fabrication. If it's made from metal, Colonial Brass can help restore it, refinish it, and repair it. Basically, bring it back to life and make it look fantastic. From that simple spoon you drop in the garbage disposal to chandeliers and much more. Remember, brass or copper or nickel or silver, let Colonial Brass bring it back to life. ColonialBrass.net. Their website, ColonialBrass.net.
This is Business 1110.
We got to have fun with our music here. It gets me rocking and gets me rolling. You're dialed in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here today on this fine Thursday. Hopefully you've made it over the hump from the 4th of July weekend and that you enjoyed those liberties and those freedoms that we are so fortunate and blessed to have here in the good old U.S. of A. Hey, we're rocking it along today, ladies and gentlemen, with our guest, Tracy Allen Haynes. We've been talking about how to become an authority. We've been talking about how you can take that area of interest and passion and to become that expert so that when people are seeking out those experts, you float to the top of the list. In a nutshell, right? That kind of breaks it down.
That's it. It creates a tipping point between you and everyone else in your market that's trying to offer similar products as you are. So the key here is, and some of the nine steps are, one, you get an interview by a third-party publication that's telling your story. We do interviews for Business Innovators Magazine, and those magazines have articles in there with Dave Ramsey, Mark Cuban, and the CEO of Amazon. So now,
careful now. You brought a name in there that some people have an issue here today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the whole Houston basketball. And
exactly. I know the phones are ringing right now.
Hey, speaking of phones, that's a great opportunity. Let me plug this out there. If you've got a question for Tracy here in studio, give us a call at 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817, or toll free at 877-881-0271. I just thought I'd throw that out there because someone may have a question
sure.
for you and connect you. And speaking of connect, you mentioned LinkedIn. People can connect to you out on LinkedIn?
Yes. Go to LinkedIn at tallenhaynes.com. tallenhaynes.com will direct you there. Request a connection, and I'll send you a document where you can get on a major network this afternoon and position yourself as an authority by writing for that network. So go ahead and connect with me, and also I'll send you some information once you get your authority platform built on how to get your phone to ring using these techniques. So go ahead and connect with me there. And make sure you say that you heard me on the radio so
yeah,
I know
let
are.
Let them know you're dialed into the Unleashed Radio Hour.
There you go.
Right.
Awesome.
Amen. Amen?
Amen.
See, there we go. We get in stereo in here today, ladies and gentlemen. We're dialed in. So let's talk about kind of that bigger picture that you and I discussed there on that last break between the segments. You know, so what is it, you want people to really know about what you do, how you do, and how you can help them, Tracy?
Yes, we have several avenues. I specialize in multi-author books, and we're doing specific books for veterans. It's the Lone Star Veteran Business Leaders book that we're recognizing veteran business owners and being published because these folks have never been published, and we start their authority platform as well. I just finished a major book, Put Me in Coach Volume 1. I have coaches from all over the world in there. It's going to be an international bestseller. Already from Australia, Canada, and the United States. So that we're excited about
that. I like
the
title, too.
That's coming out July 31st, and we're excited about that. And so the key is just to get started. You have to claim your authority, as I say. Start being providing content and helping people, and start thinking about, what are you going to say? And if you have that problem, we can help you there, too, because we have writers and basically, I make it real easy for you to get yourself positioned, and it's not very time-consuming, and we take a 40-minute interview, and we can basically get everything we need from that 40-minute interview, and we can even do a book. How would you like to do a book in 40 minutes, huh? One problem, one solution.
Amen, amen. It's necessary. I mean, because, part of the thing, and Tracy, part of the thing that I've always talked about, I've got a Business Book 101 podcast that's out there that I talk about some of those books that have impacted me and my philosophy and my beliefs. And one of the things that I always put out there is people that call themselves leaders, I like to challenge them. Well, what was the last leadership book that you read?
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to keep this up here in our mind fresh. And so if you've got an opportunity to add to that body of knowledge, then boy, howdy, that's a great opportunity.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, we're not talking about writing your autobiography here. We're talking about publishing to leverage it to create a news event for your business. I mean, when was the last time you had a news event that you didn't think was a news event? Do you know attending a networking event is a news event for your business and who you met there at that event? So we take these books, we leverage them, we get them to bestseller, and we create a news event for your company. We write the press release that, in fact, that you signed a book deal with me, that you're going to write a book. So you tell the universe that it's coming. And then once we get you positioned and published as, at the bestseller status, we do another press release saying the fact that you are a bestseller. So that starts going out across social media and on your website. And one of the nine steps that I like to talk about is you got to put a media room on your website. That's where you're going to put these links of all these assets that you've created. And people can see that you were featured on a radio show, or you're published, or you are a CNN contributor. You do have your own digital magazine. And so that starts the platform, and immediately people can go and stay on your website and read these things. And that's what keeps it sticky for them and determines that you're the actual expert that you say you are.
Yeah, and it's people being able to, and again, part of this is people, you or others, offering that information that others can benefit from, maybe not only necessarily in compensation, but hey, here's some resources. Here's a great radio show that was on a couple of weeks ago. Listen to this. Does this inspire you? And that positions you as well.
Exactly. I spoke to a little over 400 real estate agents in Anaheim, California last week. We got a 14-minute video, and that's an asset for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people went from all over California were there, and we're going to be traveling around all next year and speaking at these realtors about marketing. And those are assets. Those are assets for your business. You have to be out there speaking. You have to be out there communicating with people about how you help remove the pain that they're trying to remove, or they're trying to get help with, and they're looking for you, but you got to give them a reason to pick you.
Yeah. So let's say, hey, someone here's, they're listening into this message either live today, they have it streaming online, or Tracy, they followed up and they're listening on the podcast. They want to get started. They want to reach out. What are the ways that they need to begin that process with you, or that they can begin to connect that says, you know what? Today's the day. I'm making the decision. I'm moving forward. I'm going to shake. I'm going to bake. I'm going to rock. I'm going to roll. However you want to articulate it, that they move that forward. What do they do next?
You know, I'm passionate about helping people. We were talking to an individual the other day about, he was giving me his family story and how they got into business. And he says, are you bored? I said, are you kidding me? I said, I love this stuff. So I'm excited about helping. You can reach out. The main way to connect is with LinkedIn at tallenhaines.com. tallenhaines.com, because we've got a direct communication on that platform. Simply list in there that you're ready to go or you want more information. I can send you to a webinar also. It's called authorityonfire.com. Authorityonfire.com. That's about a 40-minute presentation. It tells you exactly what we do and how we do it. I have several opportunities for you to get published in several books, and obviously, we can do single books for you as well. And that's just part of the nine steps, as I said. We do an interview. We document that, get that in a position where we can publish it, and that starts the process. And again, you can look at immediatecelebritystatus.com, immediatecelebritystatus.com for some information as well. But the best way to connect with me, as I said, is tallenhaines.com on LinkedIn. And you can see my email address to connect with me and just mention that you heard me on the radio, and we can start a conversation.
Amen. Amen. And again, if you go out to immediatecelebritystatus.com, you know, you talk about videos. There you are. You're already talking on it. First page, I'm scrolling through, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get a lot of information, which is the whole purpose of what, one, you're modeling the way to help show others the way to do the same thing in their business.
That's it. And if we get down off track or on the weeds, I can bring you back on track and make it real easy for you to position yourself and claim your authority.
Yeah, and it's about claiming your authority. Now, you got a couple books here, I see, in the studio that you've been a part of as well, too. So which one do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm very excited about Bold. This is a very exciting project with 13 outstanding entrepreneurs. Melissa Kravacek, her and I got together almost a year ago, September 2014. Her and I are graduates of the Celebrity Launchpad in California, in Hollywood, and we collaborated on it. I made a suggestion. I was like, hey, let's get Les Brown involved, and we did. And we're just super excited. It's created a book tour. We had a kickoff party last Tuesday here at Mr. People's for the kickoff event. August 6th is the Bold Book Tour kicking off here in Houston for three other cities in the U.K., with Les Brown. Les Brown's going to be here, a part of it. It's going to be at the Houston Club. You can go to boldbooktour.com to buy your tickets and get information about what's going to be presented there. Come on out, get inspired. We had a lot of great feedback from Tuesday. Some of the waitresses and the help and the staff were like, man, we can't believe, you know, we're so inspired. We want to be entrepreneurs, and yeah, we're going to be there. So come on out, be a part of it. It's going to be a great day in Houston, and Bold, helping you unleash the hero within.
I love that. I'm a superhero fan. So you're Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
Right? I like to roll. You'll appreciate this one. I like to roll around as the greatest American hero.
Oh, I am the authority captain. I'm Captain Authority.
Captain Authority?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I have to take an ego that's already been created, I like the old school TV sitcom, The Greatest American Hero. Believe it or not. He has his outfit there.
That's right.
I love it. I may have to follow suit with that one, although my suit might need to be a little bit bigger.
We have a lot of fun. I mean, I wear that for book signings and impacting the kids and made lots of great friends.
Absolutely. Everybody loves a superhero. Everybody loves a superhero. Funny story on that, I actually coached a Little League baseball game because I had six, seven, and eight-year-olds, and some of them got a little, they were just down. I said, and I had the feeling that was going to happen, so I actually donned the curly wig from that show, if you remember the curls, and the cape and the shirt. I didn't put the bottoms on because, well, it's baseball.
gotcha.
That would have been a crying shame if you follow the reference there. But, and that's the key. It's how do we bring out that best in other people? And that's what you're working to do, ladies and gentlemen. That is the whole purpose here of the Unleashed Radio Hour. And again, I'm hoping that, I'm thankful for you for listening in today, because that is the goal of the show. It's about what can we do and who can we bring on to the show. And Tracy, you're in that audience, you're in that group. And matter of fact, a good partner to the show is our good friend Robin Doms.
Yes.
Who helped to make your event successful and significant with Events of Significance. So if you go out to our website at unleashedradiohour.com, you can learn more about Events of Significance out on our website. So that's a good plug for someone who can truly help you understand all the inner workings and inner things to make that event that you want to do to showcase a success, making sure that it isn't an event of significance.
Without a doubt.
And she does a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal job.
Amen, amen. So ladies and gentlemen, you hear some music here. We're gonna hop to a break here shortly, and when we come back, we're going to bring some things to a wrap. Last parting shots. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Has your health insurance changed, or is it about to change? Are you, or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. 800-958-5304. Again, that's 800-958-5304. Not available in all states.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you're listening to it. Keep it now. Keep it going, brother. Hey, I'm getting down. If you're watching on Periscope, I can't sit still to this song. Hey, and real quick, I have to give a huge shout out. Back in March, we had the opportunity to hear from Karen Edelman, who is the Houston coordinator of the J.J. Watt Foundation. We had Karen in here on the studio, and the whole purpose was to advertise, to broadcast, to share, and put a spotlight on the great and amazing things that that organization is doing for youth and youth in athletics and after-school activities. Well, I'm just bellowing over with pride, because J.J. Watt is a huge role model. And not only that, if you didn't dial in, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't care where you're at, we're talking about being that authority in your area. You want to talk about being an authority? The man is the first defensive player to ever be recognized by his peers as the number one football player for the season 2015.
That's awesome.
I mean, what greater honor than your peers to say, and to do something that's never been done before. And for me to have been able to, and I'm honored to the fact that I had Karen in here on the show, and we got to tell that story about, you know, everyone sees the football side, but there's so much more depth. There's that other area of passion, which we're tying in here today, that he does. And so if you want to watch someone that's living their purpose and their passion, I also want to applaud and just raise that up. That's an amazing recognition there.
That's a great example about basically the theme of the bold book, helping you unleash the hero within, is you have to be bold. And J.J. Watt is bold. He is stepping out there. He's got a work ethic that's impeccable. He's tackling people
actually,
on
not
stage.
Only impeccable, unparalleled.
Unparalleled, exactly. And that is the 13 authors in bold. That's exactly what that's about, is being bold and stepping out of your comfort zone. You think J.J. Watt's not stepping out of his comfort zone? He's doing something different than anyone else. And he's setting the bar high. And that is exactly what being bold is about, and unleashing that hero within. And you can do it. I mean, just think of Les Brown's story. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't heard that story, I encourage you to be there August 6th. Born on the floor of a crack house to a prostitute and a pimp. And look at him. He's the number one inspirational speaker in the world. And if he can do it, you can do it. You don't have to be an inspirational speaker, but you can change and be successful. And the only difference between us and you is that we failed more times than you, and we got up and kept going.
And it's all that attitude. Everybody gets knocked down. It's a question of how quickly you get back up and regroup and move forward.
That's it. And you see J.J. Watt bounce right up, right?
Amen, amen, and can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, we preaching it and we teaching it. Because, hey, if I understood correctly, we're here to educate and advocate. Look at that.
That's right.
Woo! Hey, well, man, this show goes by so quick. Tracy, we've got one little teeny tiny segment here we're going to bring you back for. And I got an amen out here on Periscope as well, too. So, gotta love it, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of energy in this room today. Lots of positive emotion. Hey, you're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour, and I thank you for that. You hear the music, so unfortunately, I gotta be quiet, but we'll be right back after these messages. Attention, managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com
or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Attention homeowners, you've seen your electricity bill go higher and higher, and experts predict that average prices will continue increasing. Aren't you tired of throwing away money every month? You could save thousands of dollars a year while increasing your home's value by switching to solar energy with Best Energy Advisor, the leader in affordable solar energy since 1987. Everyone's heard about solar energy. It works day or night. It doesn't matter if it's sunny or cloudy out. And now it's more affordable than ever. One free call to our experts, and you'll find out how to get a solar system installed in your home. Call 800-816-0365 and ask about the zero-down, one-year no-payment option. Best Energy Advisor makes it easy for homeowners to go solar and handles all the paperwork to take advantage of the government's tax credits, grants, and rebates, saving you even more money. But these won't last forever, so call now. 800-816-0365. If your electricity bill is over $100 per month, go solar and save money. Call 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365.
This is Business 1110.
Shot. One opportunity.
Yeah, and we thank you for taking that shot and an opportunity to listen in here and to be a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Your host, Ron Klinger, Tracy Allen Haynes has joined us today, who is the president of T. Allen Haynes & Associates, vice president of the Local Marketers Association, which is a nonprofit organization. And Tracy, today we've been talking, really about how to become that authority figure, how you help people unleash that hero or that potential within. So that is absolutely dialed in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to defer to you. I usually like to give a quote of the week, but I'm going to say, you know what, I think you've got some there for you. So if you had a quote of the week to leave our listeners with, what would that be?
Well, my favorite is when you start claiming your authority. And, you know, I always like the saying that dogs do not bark at parked cars. So you have to keep moving. And the more you go up on that celebrity scale and that authority scale, people are going to start barking and try to bring you down. But it's not going to happen. But you're going to be solid because you've got the authority. And that's going to, it's not going to bother you at all. You're going to have a mindset of an authority figure. So that's awesome.
And one thing that's kind of funny with Periscope, those that are following in, I got a good friend, Donnie's listening in. He's like, he hasn't met my dogs.
That's a good one.
They may bark at parked cars.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and then to close it out, be bold, awaken, and claim your authority today.
Amen. So be bold and awaken and claim your authority. Ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're doing here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, a couple quick things I want to dial in for you very, very, very short here before we close out. First of all, thank you to all of you that are out there listening in. Follow along on Periscope. Donnie and Laura, thanks for being in the corner as always. Chris, thanks for listening in. John, anybody else that's out there? Hey, if you're listening real quick, I'll give you that final shout out here before we roll. Let me know out there on Facebook. You can also follow along with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. If folks want to connect with you on Twitter, Tracy, where's it at?
At T. Allen Haynes.
Yep, and that's H-A-N-E-S, no I in there, H-A-N-E-S, all one word, T. Allen Haynes, A-L-L-E-N, Haynes, at T. Allen Haynes on Twitter. And so we want to make sure that we're connected. You can reach out. Websites again for you?
ImmediateCelebrityStatus.com. ImmediateCelebrityStatus.com.
Yep. And hey, we just got a hashtag from one of our listeners that said, hashtag claim your authority.
Ooh, nice.
Looky there. People listening in, dialed in, and staying connected. And ladies and gentlemen, we always appreciate your support of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm going to have some couple announcements, two key things I'm going to bring here to you within the next month that I'm going to put and bait out there for you, things that I've been promising and doing. But hey, I'm going to be that dog that ain't going to get moving. I'm going to get up that ladder and take care of business. So I got two key announcements. I'll give one next week and one the following week. That'll connect you. And speaking of being connected, always follow along at unleashedradiohour.com. Follow along on Facebook. And just like that, we've gone to another. Goes quick. Goes real quick. We've brought to another end of the Unleashed Radio Hour. I thank you all for listening in. So as you go out, share this information and unleash your potential in your community and beyond. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week.